Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello and a very warm welcome to the Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn-Wardner, and I can't quite believe it. It's time for habit number 7. And at this point, I really do have to say that I'm not ready for habit 6 of 26 habits, which has been intermittent fasting, to end. The 2 weeks of eating between 12 noon and 8 p.m. and fasting between 8 p.m. and 12 noon have honestly flown by. It's been surprisingly easy, which is why I'm going to carry on doing it. Now, in the update show last week, I told you the 3 positive changes I've noticed in just 1 week. And 2 weeks in, I can tell you that nothing has changed. I am still feeling really good about changing this pattern of eating. In fact, a few days ago, I was on a photo shoot. And unusually for me, I was in front of the camera. Now, shoots I've been on many over the years, always directing or in the background, not actually in front of the camera. And you get to a point in the afternoon where the energy can really drop. Like there's a lot of heat, especially with lights. People are carrying heavy things around. Like, keeping your energy up on a shoot all day can be quite a challenge. Now, for me, the shoot was around 1 p.m. till 6:30. And as I was rushing to get there, I didn't actually get to eat before I went straight into hair and makeup. Now, while I'm not saying this is right and skipping meals and everything is nonsense, I'm just pointing out the facts of a particularly busy day where I didn't get to eat at 12 o'clock. And then I shot right through until 6:30, and it wasn't until the end of the shoot when I actually ate some quinoa in a car, in the back of a car, got it all over my jumper, so that was nice. The reason I note this down and the reason I'm telling you is because it's really hard to keep your energy up, especially in the afternoon. I've really struggled with it. And especially on a shoot where there's lots of people and you want to get the job done, but everybody naturally just kind of does get into that kind of afternoon lull. But what I noticed was I didn't feel sluggish at all. I didn't feel slow. I didn't feel at low ebb at any point in the afternoon. And yes, it's nice to be in front of the camera and you'd imagine that would give you energy, but I definitely felt like there was a different energy going on just with me. And I really do think the only thing that's changed in my life in the last 2 weeks is that I've been intermittent fasting. So maybe that was the reason. So although I'm going to crack on and I'm going to tackle a new habit, which I'm going to tell you about right now, I am going to keep you posted on how I'm doing with intermittent fasting moving forward, because I really do want to carry it on. And I want to work towards the ratio of 24, which is 20 hours of fasting, 4 hours of eating. Once I've settled into this routine of 16:8 and see how I get on with doing this for a bit longer, just because it just feels fantastic. I really, really enjoy doing it. But to habit 7, and I'm going to go from the easy to the difficult. I already know this is going to be so tough, and I'm 100% certified, absolutely no doubt about it, addicted to my phone. And as much as I can say that I need it for work, the truth is I don't need to have it within arm's reach 24 hours a day. But if it's not next to me, if it's not in my bag, if it's not in my pocket, I honestly feel as though I've forgotten something or I've lost something. And that, my dear listeners, is not a great sign. Now, I read Sally Hughes' article on The Pool, the link to which will be in the show notes, where she describes being addicted to smartphones. And when I read that a few weeks ago, so many bells went ding, 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 ding in my mind. So I knew it was definitely going to be a habit that I needed to address in this 26 habit series. So as wonderful as it is to have the internet, your friends, social networking, and whatever apps you love at your fingertips, there are some worrying statistics and facts that have emerged about our dependency on these devices. Now, the first one is blue light, or HEV, which stands for high energy visible light. And there are three main reasons why this is something to be concerned about. The first one, ophthalmologists are calling out digital eye strain, which is also known as computer vision syndrome, which can lead to dry eyes, headaches, and difficulty focusing. Now, I, for one, am very guilty of waking up, immediately picking up my phone and not giving my eyes time to adjust and sort of blinking through and rubbing my eyes rather than just letting my eyes adjust and then looking at my phone. And I know it's a terrible thing to do. And then because my eyes feel a bit bad afterwards, I'll go and use eye drops. That's not a great thing to be doing. So that's definitely a habit I have to break. The second thing is that studies have shown that blue light suppresses melatonin, and that's the hormone that helps the body maintain its circadian rhythm. So that's like sleeping, waking, that kind of rhythm of basically in the olden days, we'd wake up with sunlight and go to sleep with sunset. And so that would be our circadian rhythm. But blue light, and there are elements of blue light in UVA and UVB, suppresses that hormone because it sends it a message of saying, no, it's the middle of the day, but it might be 10 o'clock at night and you're trying to fall asleep. So studies have shown that that actually means that we are messing up our sleep patterns, which is not great. And the third thing is that in 2017, I noticed lots of skincare launches started appearing with special qualities designed to protect from blue light, with the idea that the light from our devices could actually be aging us. Lots of them came out all at sort of a very similar time. And I remember specifically Dr. Murad came on the show and he launched City Skin Age Defense, which was to protect exactly from this. And in the research, it posited that spending 4 8-hour work days in front of a computer exposes you to the same amount of energy as 20 minutes in the midday sun. Now that's a computer, but it's a similar thing to a phone. So again, it's quite worrying. And if that's the case, then it really is time to take a step back from your phone, wouldn't you say? Another thing is memories. Now, I can still rattle off the phone numbers of my school friends from when I was about 14 years old, because every night I get home and the first thing you do, hi, what did you think of school today, or whatever nonsense we used to speak about, probably about my so-called life or something. But I still know all those numbers, even though I haven't called them for about 20 years. But ask me the phone number of the person I texted 5 minutes ago, and I have absolutely no clue, because I don't need to. I've delegated the role of storing information to my phone. And it's not just phone numbers. It's a lot of really basic admin that we are perfectly capable of storing accurately in our brains and used to store, like bank account numbers, sort codes, passwords, all of that kind of stuff. And here's a fact. The less you use your memory, the poorer it becomes. I used to know all my friends' birthdays, but now I rely on Facebook to tell me when they are. And I've forgotten people's birthdays or found out on the day. And that makes me a bit of a bad friend. But it's because I don't have to store that information anymore. So it just evaporates in the way that you go to a party, you meet loads of people, and then you've heard all their names and you realise, I don't remember anyone's names. That kind of thing. I'm doing that with a lot more information. And part of it is because I've delegated this role of storing it all for me to my phone. A third thing, back problems. Now, I have a rule that I don't use my phone when I'm walking. It's more of a security thing. I don't like to make myself a target. But I see it so much these days. People walking down the road with their phone at about chest level with their head down. And it's a very specific pose. It's head down, it's slightly hunched. And the British Chiropractic Association has noticed an increase in back problems, especially among 16 to 24 year olds. And they have put it down in large part to the use of smartphones, which is just super, super worrying. A fourth thing, FOMO. Now, you know you get a dopamine high every time you get a notification, a like, a comment, or a friend request, right? And it's really easy to get caught in a cycle of refreshing apps or switching between social networks to try and find more of the same. All that attention on your phone means you probably aren't looking up, speaking to other humans, or enjoying the moment. It's another reason why research is showing it can lead to or exacerbate symptoms of anxiety and depression. So those are just four sort of top line issues, but there's obviously more. So those are the reasons why I think it's a really good idea to take stock in the way that in this 26 habits series, you've joined me on this journey. I know many of you have been doing it. You've taken stock of your relationship with alcohol in the second habit, or it wasn't the second habit, it was the fourth habit, where we did no booze for 2 weeks together, or daily meditation, which makes you just kind of chill out. Like, we've assessed the reasons why and asked ourselves some really important questions in order to move forward in a healthier fashion, I would say. So those are my reasons why. But really now it's about the how. So there are four ways in which I'm going to put a structure around this habit so that I can measure the success or the failure of it. The first one is I'm going to give myself a start and a finish time with my phone. I'm going to set my phone to do not disturb between 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. And I'm not going to look at my phone between those hours to make sure I don't buckle. And I'm going to put my phone in a different room, rather than have it at arm's reach, because it's just so instinctive and like a reflex now. It could be in my hand before I even notice it. The only caveat to that is I tend to run in the morning before 7 a.m. and I listen to music and I use an app to measure my run so that I can watch and measure and track my progress. So that I will still be doing because that's quite important to me. But I will not be getting, I will not be looking at emails or any of those sorts of things. I'm also going to set my phone to grayscale. That's the second thing I'm going to do. Now, there's something called Captology, which is essentially a lot of research, time and effort goes into creating an app that looks and acts in a way that grabs your attention. Developers want you to be using their creations 24/7. So everything from the colors they use, the interface that you're using is designed to lure you in and keep you locked in for longer. But if you set your phone to grayscale, then those persuasive cues are essentially cut off at the knees. The screen looks boring and a lot less inviting immediately the second you set it to grayscale, which you can do very easily via the settings. And you don't have the same lure because you basically switched off what they've switched on. The other thing I'm going to do, the third thing, is I'm going to turn off all my notifications so I don't get a buzz, an alert, or any kind of prompt to let me know stuff is happening. Now, with work, that might be a challenge, but I'm going to check my emails regularly rather than be guided there by a ding in my pocket. The fourth thing is, I used an app recently to measure how much I was on my phone every day, and it turned out it was about 6 hours. That's a lot. That's a lot, a lot, a lot. And I know I'm guilty of lazily Googling while watching TV. I'm watching a movie at home, not in the cinema, because I would never get my phone out in the cinema. But if I'm watching something at home, I might IMDb where I know that actor from. Or if something's not really holding my attention, I might, you know, do a little bit of online shopping or online browsing without thinking twice. But for these 2 weeks, the phone will stay down at mealtimes when I'm watching TV, reading, etc., etc. One of the things Sally said in her feature on the pool, the link to which will be in the show notes, was that she was finding it difficult to read because her mind was wandering. And that is my biggest problem when it comes to reading. I love, 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 love reading. But if my mind is not in the right place and my mind is darting, I can read an hour, I can read for an hour and I haven't taken in a single word. I've been reading whilst thinking about something else. So that's something I want to break. That's because my mind is being scatty. So I want to focus on focusing, essentially. So it's going to sound counterintuitive to say this, but stay tuned to Insta stories. I will be dropping in a measured fashion during my allocated hours to keep you updated with my progress and whether I'm feeling the strain of breaking up with my phone. All links will be in the show notes. And if you want to get in touch, please do drop me a line to thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, where I'm at Emma Guns. And just lastly, thank you to everybody who has sent in messages about 26 Habits. I know lots of you have been either doing your own or doing these alongside me. And your messages have been a great support at times when I've either struggled or when I've had questions at the same time as you have. It's just a delight. So please do stay in touch. And if you want to join a larger conversation around this podcast, I will be putting the link in the show notes to the Facebook forum. It's a closed group, but I personally approve every single member, and we are having some brilliant discussions over there about 26 habits, about other stuff. People have been posting what they've been going through and asking the forum for insight and advice, and it's just proving to be such a great place. So I'll put the link in there. Just apply and I will go through as regularly as I can to approve everybody as quickly as possible. Thank you so much for listening. I'm quite nervous about this habit, but I believe in us. I believe in us. Thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next one.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.